So do you frequently experience delays in reaching your goals? Have you noticed a pattern of not achieving your desired outcomes within the expected time frames? If so, then this video will be helpful for you. Why? Because in this video, I will explain to you what is happening and why is it happening. So if you feel that there is a delay in the pattern, in the way that you're achieving your goals, there's always a sort of pattern happening to it, you know? You always tend to achieve your goals, but there's a slight delay. That means there is a cluster of thoughts, beliefs, and perhaps feelings that are clouding around you when you're trying to achieve your goals, which tend to stop you, serve as a resistance to what you're really trying to achieve. Now, when that happens, what your mind becomes clutter, full of clutter. It becomes full of thoughts that sort of meander in your mind and not help you become laser sharp towards focusing your goal and achieving it also. They are all jumbled up. You sort of become prone to confusions, doubting yourself, thinking that there's possibility a higher scheme of things. There is some sort of fate or things like that happening. And then the cycle, the whirlpool of negativity starts. And instead of becoming closer to achieving your goals every single day, you tend to become further and further away from it. Hi, I'm Neeti Keswani, personal development coach, and I will help you in this video. So what are the steps towards making the decisions more effectively so that you're able to achieve your goals faster? Now, the first step is to have meditation practice. One of the ways could be a Ho'oponopono mantra practice. It could be used for decluttering your subconscious mind. Because Ho'oponopono mantra works in a magical way and helps you structure your mindset, helps you achieve goals faster in an indirect way. But it helps you to magically erase all the clutter in your subconscious. It's a powerful ancient Hawaiian practice. It helps you release negativity and eliminate mental clutter and restore balance to your mind. So what and how do you go about it? You know, first of all, we start off with the meditation practice. We start off with the Ho'oponopono mantra. I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. Yes, we have to repeat this mantra for a couple of times. But before that, we need to sit in a quiet place, center ourselves, and then start saying with complete sincerity and intention that while focusing on this prayer, I'm cleansing this particular area in my life which is disorganized and clutter, full of clutter. So as you repeat this mantra, imagine your subconscious mind being cleansed and purified. Visualize an organized and clutter-free space within your mind where thoughts flow freely and effortlessly. Now, as you become clutter-free, you gain a structured, clear understanding of things involving several steps and practices. Magically, you'll start getting intuitive ideas on how to go about it. And you will realize that all the things that you really wanted to do or the right process for achieving your goals is right in front of you. In fact, you might be given step-by-step guidance also for that. So you need to follow through. So continue repeating this Ho'oponopono mantra every single day and allow its transformative power to penetrate deeper into your subconscious mind. Feel the weight of negativity lifting. It helps you create a space for a renewed sense of clarity and focus. Now, when you do that, with each repetition of the mantra, you will feel a sense of gratitude, love for yourself, for your mind, for divine. Embrace the freedom that comes with it. Embrace the clutter-free mindset, the thought process, the subconscious mind elevating you and helping you in achieving your goals and dreams. Because what is happening is literally your mind, your body, your soul is aligning towards achievement of your goals. It is like a commitment that is happening through this Ho'oponopono mantra. So watch your mind becoming a sanctuary of peace and clarity. And as you do that on a daily basis, you will find intuitive ideas. That's my promise. So prioritize these tasks on a single day and then henceforth always. Give that time frame every day in your morning routine. After that, start focusing on one task after another as you get intuitive ideas. When you create this kind of routine, establish time for not only your work, but also for your relaxation, for exercise, for self-care. Having a structured routine throughout the day will help you stay organized and managed throughout the day. The feeling of being organized is a feeling of, yes, I've done amazingly well. It has been a productive day for me. And that automatically helps you reduce stress and improves your focus and clarity. So use meditations to focus towards your desired goals. Use these kind of processes every day and avoid overcoming yourself by learning to say no to tasks that are going to extend you, that are going to be outside your focused goal. Say no to things, prioritize your tasks, and you will find that by each and every day you're becoming laser sharp focused on your goals. You'll start implementing these strategies and consistently practicing them. You will gradually become clutter-free and you will have a ready path towards your goals. And as you do this, do not hesitate to go for consultations if need be. If you think that a coach can really help you, take help, take consultations. For instance, I'm also holding a consultation session, a workshop session on 25th March. It's a live 2-hour session where we will go through several mind cleansing exercises and speedy goal achievement techniques and intention setting for next 1 year. If you think that this video has been helpful for you, register for the workshop. Details are going to be in the description. And you will know that the workshop is loaded with authentic techniques and tips for self-mastery, helping you achieve your goals at the earliest. Thank you so much for joining today and exploring the power of Ho'oponopono mantra and going through the techniques for decluttering and organizing your subconscious mind. Hope this video serves the basis for you to start practicing Ho'oponopono mantra on a daily basis and helping you to speed up your goals and also helping you understand the finer details behind Ho'oponopono meditations. I have several videos on this channel. Please like, subscribe, and keep coming back for more such videos.